they're all voluntary closures. 680 offices have been offered a new contract. 370 offices have been offered an exit package. But there will be no forced closures. Certainly, there will be some closures because some offices and some postmasters are actually waiting to exit the system because it doesn't pay them any longer to stay.
But even in that scenario, it would lead to shock in the local community and campaigns to try and retain the post office. Are Ompost then no longer seeking other people to take over the running of certain post offices?
For those 370 offices that they offered exit package to, they will not be offering them the new contract.
And how many of those would be in Donegal, do we know?
There are 36 in Donegal that postmasters have to make up their mind, and it's quite a difficult decision for postmasters to make because they're all concerned about the communities. For the next 6 months, offices will be applying. Postmasters have a few months to make up their mind, some of them signing the new contracts, others seeking their exit package.
And can you estimate of the 36 in Donegal how many you would expect to sign the exit package?
I would say, I don't know, I'm only hazarding a guess, maybe 12 or 15.